Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. We want to give you wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do and having the power to do it. Wisdom, the right exercise and use of knowledge. A lot of times we know things, but we don't use it in the right place. Sometimes it's just called good old-fashioned common sense or horse sense. And so we want to give you that. They're based on biblical principles. And right now we're talking about adult children problems. This is part 4, okay? Part 4. If you have little kids, you think, oh, boy, I'm glad when they're old and married and adult and don't have to worry about them anymore. Sorry, it's not that way. Talk to most people that have adult children, and they'll tell you that actually adult children can cause way more problems. Their problems are bigger. They're harder to take care of. And as parents, we don't have the control that we had over them like when they were little. So this is part 4. You can go back and listen to the other ones. I believe they'll be helpful. We'll get through a couple of these points now. Communication breakdown. Challenges in effective communication between parents and adult children. Now, like we said, and we'll say it on every point, the root of these and when it starts is when they're young. Being able to have relationships where you talk to them, good relationships where you can talk to them and work through problems, that then will spill over into adulthood and you have good relationship with your adult children. So being able to talk to the adult children and working through problems and things there comes from the right relationships when they're younger and when they're smaller on that. So if you don't have adult children yet, realize how important it is. Keep the relationship right. Many times parents lose it when they're kids. Most parents lose it when they're teenagers and they never get it back. And so you want to fight to be able to keep it. And, you know, one-on-one talks and open heart and things like that. If a wall comes up, you need to go to them and see what you can do to fix it. Remember, and this is in every point too, when they are adults, we don't have control. We only have influence. Now, if they live under our roof, we have control with what they do under our roof. If not, they can live somewhere else. But when they're an adult out of the house, all we have is influence. So you want to use that very carefully. With those communications. So start when they're kids. And then number 2, the big deal is humility. The Bible says that only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride cometh contention. Contention only comes by pride. Here's an adult kid, communication, we can't talk. How come? Because they won't do what we tell them to do. We're not that parent anymore. We're the influence, not authority. The pride tells me my kid's supposed to do whatever I tell him to do whenever I tell him to do it. He's an adult. He's a man. He doesn't have to. And I need to realize that. So that communication will break down. Also, the communication will break down on their side when they're proud and they put dad down or put mom down. They think they know more. They're smarter. They're younger. They're quicker. They're sharper, whatever. And they put mom and dad down. Then the communication is going to break down. So it's the same thing when I teach on marriage. It's longer to go into for this, but what you want to do with your adult kids when there's any potential problem is before you deal with it, have a what, when, and where to be able to cover. Where do you want to talk about the problems? Not open, not in front of people, not putting them down. That won't be good. That's a big deal. Where do you want to be when I bring up the potential problems we can talk about? Number 2, when do you want to do this? You want to do it right after work? You dealt with problems all day. You want to deal with them now? You want to deal with them over the weekend? You want to deal with them in the evening? When is the best time to deal with problems? If we're not prepared to handle problems, we're not going to handle it right. Okay? So you have it worked out with your child that if you guys need to talk to each other about something that could be a potential problem, whoever brings a problem to them, they get to decide where we're at. I want to be in the lazy boy. I want to be on the front porch. I want to be at the kitchen table. They get to decide when. And the other thing is what. And the what is the biggest deal. What can, let's say your child's got a problem and they need to talk to you. What can your child say to you to put you in a good mood where you're going to handle the problem right? What happens if they bring up a size 3 problem and you don't handle it right? Now we got a size 7. Now they don't handle it right. Now we got a 10. Congratulations. all because we do not. The Bible says a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. When you're dealing with problems, the potential is for them to not be handled right. Okay? So what can your child say to put you in a good mood where you'll be glad to worry and fix whatever problems they have? Same thing. What can you say to put them in a good mood? Okay? To be able to handle problems. And I've done this with parents and children. I've done this with husbands and wives, and it works every time. Very simple. You have, in the UFC, when it started, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, they had three rules. Only three rules. No eye gouging, no groin punching, no groin hitting, and no biting. That was it. No eye gouging, no groin hitting, and no biting. And then it was only a $1,500 fine if you did it. Okay, I'll take the chunk out, bite them, and then just pay $1,500. It was banned in most states because it was too brutal. Now they have like 33 rules of what you can do and what you can't do. Okay? It's a big deal. Hey, what are the rules for your relationships to handle conflicts with your kids? Oh, we don't have any. Exactly. So that's how it can get out of hand. Okay? Make the rules. When do we talk about problems? Where do we talk about problems? And what does a person say to put the person in the right mind frame to be able to have that? Okay? Really is a big deal. I teach a lot on that, and I know it's short, but if you try that, the problems you have with your kids, you won't. All right, next, decision-making differences. Disagreements over major life decisions such as career choices, marriage, or relocation. All right, this is going to be a little bit hard, but follow me on it. If they're adults, again, you have influence, not authority. So you don't tell them what to do. You don't. Well, they're making a stupid mistake. They're going to mess their whole life up. If you have influence, then you can use influence. If you don't have influence, advice not asked for is seldom heeded and often resented. If you convince someone against their will, they're of the same opinion still. Well, they should handle it better. Yep, and that comes back to what? You teaching and training your children to be wise, to ask adults for advice before they make decisions. Uh-oh, comes back to us, okay? Listen, my dad is a wise man. And before I got ready to buy a house, I went to him, and my cousin owned a mobile home manufacturer. And I heard they were way better than they used to be, and they build them stronger, and they build them with regular 2x4s. And so I was going to move down here and buy a double wide. And I'm sure my cousin would sell it to me, and that way I don't have to waste money on rent. And I talked to my dad, son, I wouldn't do that. Dad, I don't want to waste money on rent. Son, I wouldn't do that. My dad didn't debate me, didn't argue with me, didn't tell me, didn't even give me all the reasons why. He just said, son, I wouldn't do that. Well, he had influence in my life, and so I gave him influence, so I didn't do that. I had to wait 2.5 years and then bought a house. Well, at the end of 23 years of living in that same house, we sold it for more than $100,000 than we paid for it. You want to take a guess what that double wide would be worth after 23 years and a family with 11 children? If it was still standing, okay? Boy, my dad had wisdom. I gave him influence and I listened to him. And I am so glad I did. Okay, I'm so glad I did. So wisdom, if our kids don't have it, then why? We didn't teach and still help give them that. So don't. My dad, to this day, if I want his advice, I've got to almost pull it out of him. He does not want to have a conflict. They've never one time told us what to do with our children. Never told us how we ought to handle this or not handle that. Never. How come? So that it phases over. If I want to know, I can go and ask him. And if I push really hard, he may tell me. Okay. And honestly, I thank God for that. Well, they're making stupid decisions and stupid choices. Well, your time to help them with that was when you lived under their roof and had control. Now you just have influence. Okay. Back up. Well, they're going to make mistakes. Yeah. And hopefully they'll be smart enough after they make the mistakes to come to you and say, okay, I blew that one. What do I do next time? Hopefully that you can. Okay. There's nothing wrong if you have a good relationship to ask them if it's okay to give some advice. Hey, son, I'd like to talk about something. I don't want you to feel like I am telling you what to do. You're your own man. But I saw something I think may help you. And if you have a good relationship, yeah, Dad, thanks. Well, what do you want? Then you give them the advice and you watch their countenance and see if like, oh, wow, thank you. Or if the wall's going up and arms are crossed and all right, you don't got them. Back up. Hey, no problem, son. You probably got a better idea than I do. Back up. You'll put a wall up between you and your kids and now your grandkids by trying to tell them what to do. So you can pray for them. God can turn their heart. or they're marrying somebody that's going to mess them up. Okay, push that and see how far you get. Now your daughter-in-law and son will hate you for their whole life. Okay, pray about it. Be the kind of person that can have influence. And if you have to, ask them permission, if you can ask them. Anytime I have something hard to say to somebody, hey, can I talk to you about this? Are you sure you're okay? I don't want you to be offended, but I think it's important and it'll help you. If I feel like I need, as pastor or dad, to talk to someone about something, I get permission from them first. Look, I need to talk to you about something. It may come across hard. I don't want it to be. I'm not trying to be hard, but I care about you and I don't want to see you mess up your life. Could I talk to you about this? Yes, please, go ahead. All right, then you walk into it, watching their countenance, see what they do. If, oh, wow, thank you, or the wall comes up. If the wall comes up back up, are you gonna hurt the relationship, okay? Those things are really big. Parents destroy things with their kids, and they wonder why. Look, your child's an adult now. They're not a kid. You can't tell them what to do. You can't make them. You can't do that. And when you do, you're going to create a lot more problems for them, okay? So, all right. Hey, those are our 2 points for today. Hope that was encouragement. Hope that was a help. Think about those. If you got any questions, let me know. Ask pastorbaker@gmail.com, and I'll try to include those in some future lessons, okay? God bless you, and take care.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com, and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.